installation.
American Samoa's best music mix is on 93KHJ. Tayam and Wea, we are joined in studio by Katrina Helsham. She is the comms manager for ASCC's Pacific Center in Human Security. And we got some exciting stuff to talk about, especially for our young ladies between the ages of 16 and 22. So, Kat, if we... Is it okay if I call you Kat?
Yes, that's fine.
All right. And you are in studio with us once again to tell us about a camp that's coming up.
Yes. Good morning, American Samoa. I'm here to share again about our hurricane camp, spelled H-E-R, hurricane.
Yeah, you got to clarify that, because Sia heard you say hurricane. She's like, where? Hey, Sia.
Sorry to scare you there. But yes, it's a hurricane camp. It's free for young women who apply ages 16 to 22. It's very exciting. Our camp dates are on Monday, June 24th to Friday, June 28th. It's a day camp, so the hours will be from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. So we'll be seeing the girls daily for 1 week and during those hours.
Okay, and... let me just pull this up here. So you have an application deadline for that is actually this week, right?
Yes, this Friday by midnight is our application deadline. So please, 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 if you out there, any young ladies out there, or if you know any young lady within the age group of 16 to 22, please, please apply by that date. The best way to, or the fastest way to find the application, you can go on our Facebook on Pacific Center in Human Security. You just look, search up our name, or you can visit our website, pchs.amsamoa.edu. I put it right there, the announcement banner, so no matter what page you land on, you'll find it right at the top. It's a little pink banner.
Ah, all right. So this is IDIEM. I see that as an acronym there. What does that stand for?
Yes, that is the Institute for Diversity and Inclusion in Emergency Management. They're the ones that created the hurricane program. So they're out on the mainland. So we applied for this program. We're the first U.S. territory to be granted to host here locally. So we're excited about that. It's what they try to do is they're empowering women to explore career paths in emergency management, and this is to help develop their leadership skills and also gain mentorship opportunities with women that are already successful and thriving in the field. So their mission, if you don't mind me highlighting, is to develop and elevate women as leaders in emergency management while raising awareness of the emergency management profession and its many interdisciplinary fields.
Nice.
Yes.
So this kind of can outfit our young ladies with, it's a good resume builder, right?
Oh, yes.
Skill set to, I didn't mean to interrupt you there.
No, you're fine.
But to get a career going kind of in... Pacific hurricane management?
Yes. So we're trying to expose our young women to this kind of field. It's a growing field, and it's a profession that's often hidden. So awareness of it is really low. And so when we found this hurricane program, we were really excited about it, especially to get it this summer, because we at ASCC and the Pacific Center in Human Security, we have our new degree program in inclusive emergency management that's starting this fall 2024. So we thought it was a perfect fit to get this hurricane program and then also to just start raising the awareness of the career programs and also, you know, kind of like leading them to see the opportunities locally, because right now a lot of the emergency management, if you want to dive into that, there's nothing really locally for the students to maybe major in if they're going to ASCC, or they'll have to maybe major in similar fields. But that's one thing that we're really excited about, why we wanted to tie a hurricane and the start of this degree program, AS degree program at ASCC.
Okay, and focusing on inclusion and diversity, and that is part of the pillars of the program.
Yes.
Can you tell us that? I wanted to segue that into the next portion of what we were talking about today, as just the women and their leadership roles in emergency management. Can you tell us maybe about that, the program significance, Kat?
Yes. So women are underrepresented in leadership positions in emergency management, and this is across the nation, not just unique to us here in American Samoa. And so jobs in emergency management have grown significantly and will continue to grow given the expanded role of emergency management during COVID-19. I think that was an experience that we all as a nation and also as a territory,
sure.
Got kind of like thrown into this emergency management field.
And as you get ready to launch the Hurricane Camp, H-E-R, to empower your young ladies to join the ranks of the leadership in emergency management across this great nation of ours, you have some exciting guest speakers that are lined up, right?
Yes, we cannot move forward without exposing our young ladies, that are going to be participants, to women who are already successful and trailblazing themselves here on island. So, I would like to highlight a few of our guest speakers that we're going to have the young ladies listen to. So we're lucky to get Eleanor Lutu McMoore. She's the NOAA meteorologist in charge. We also have Jana Liu Fakatof Mafi at our local Department of Homeland Security. She's our training coordinator over there. We also have Ariana Princess Alva'a from the ASG Veterans Office. Lefua Amio Mavaenga Luvu from ASCC ACNR. She's our extension agent over there. Roxanne Crawford from US FEMA Disability Integration Specialist. Hana Vauli, US Army Reserve. Tumua Matu'u from the AS Port Authority, and she's a deputy director over there. Leama Hunt, CDC Public Health Analyst. Dr. Ipo Tuine Hemaloto, and also Edna Nonga from Astica. She's their special projects and grant specialist over there. So we have a great lineup of women that that the participants for Hurricane will have a chance to listen to and also network. This is why you mentioned earlier, it's a great resume builder. I think also getting a chance to talk to these women personally and getting to know their story, how they got into these positions, I think is just a great highlight for the camp.
Now you are going to be doing a documentary, right?
Yes, so we're really excited about showcasing this documentary. It's award-winning documentary from IDM, that's the Institute for Diversity and Inclusion in Emergency Management. So IDM, they have this documentary that they debuted a couple of months ago. So we're going to be showcasing that and highlighting that to the girls, just showcasing or just exposing, I should say, the climate marginalization in America. The documentary explores the untold truths, hidden pain, and unshakable fear that haunts rural and underserved people in communities across America.
And what are the key themes in the documentary?
You'll definitely be hearing about climate change and how it's been affecting communities, especially on the coastlines. It's going to highlight the exclusive resilience in communities, cultural diversity, environmental challenges, and personal journeys. And I think this is especially important to show this documentary to these young girls, because we ourselves are really impacted and affected by climate change. And so if we're seeing it in the mainland and in small communities over there are really struggling, it will be good for our women, our young women over here, to see what we're going to be dealing with down the road, because we will be getting major impacts from climate change.
All right, thank you, Kat. That's Kat Helshen for sharing here, 93KHJ. And again, the deadline for the Hurricane program coming up this weekend, this Friday, actually. And if they have any questions, is there a contact you want to throw out?
Yes, you can contact Rosalie Shoulders, r.shoulders@amsamoa.edu. She's sorry she couldn't be here this morning to share all of this with you. or you could call 699-2722 extension 4202 or 4210. That's 10. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Kat. Great job as always. I know it was an early morning, late night for you, so appreciate you making it in.
I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
Sharing with us. 93KHJ, back after these messages.